This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Ah, yes, Leonard Stringfield. Tell our listeners about him. I talked to him a few times on the phone many, many, many years ago. And he seemed like a really, really interesting person. He also collected lots of sightings about possible crashes of UFOs. So what connection were you bringing into this, Kathleen?
Well, Leonard Stringfield had an interest in Betty's case. He was interested in UFO abductions. He investigated some himself. So he met with Betty and asked for samples of her dress, and he took those samples to the University of Cincinnati chemistry department, and they did a pretty thorough analysis on the dress, and they found some anomalies. That dress has undergone chemical analysis at least 6 or 7 times to date. Most recently, I was at the University of New Hampshire with Ben Hansen, and we were looking at the lining of the dress, and we found some spots that were in the approximate location of Betty's navel. And to Ben, he said, he used to work for the FBI, and he said, that looks like human blood to me. And so I cut the sample out, and I contacted the Mutual UFO Network's biological scientist and asked her if she would be willing to do a DNA analysis on it. Now, I already had a sample of Betty's blood. I sent the sample of Betty's blood to her as well, and for comparison. Both samples were too old to be able to test positively for blood, but they did test the same as fluid from Betty's body, which might be an indication that the needle in the navel exam that she recalled under hypnosis was real. And that was done years before we were using amniocentesis in a hospital setting. The more I investigate this, the more scientific evidence we acquire, the more convinced I am that this was indeed a real abduction.
Yeah, some of the aspects of Betty's dress, the pink powdery substance, seemed to indicate some kind of a biological substance, and that's been a fear of some researchers that close encounters may end up being hazardous to our health on a possible viral or bacterial level.
Well, yes, and the government knows that. Some of these close encounters expose experiencers to ionizing radiation, to microwave radiation, and that some become sick, some lose some of their hair, exhibit symptoms of radiation exposure, have sunburns without exposure to the sun, for example, become ill.
Now, did Betty or Barney suffer any kind of physical ailments after their encounter?
Well, they both had skin problems. Mm-hmm. Betty told me that they didn't know if it was related to this encounter, but their dog also developed a fungus infection on her back. But they didn't know if the dog had one in the past because she was new to Betty and Barney. But, they had a problem with pneumonia and a problem with, their skin.
It's not unusual, as we know, for people to suffer at the hands of UFO experiences. Of course, we have the Cash Landrum case.
Yes.
We have John Burroughs in the Rendlesham case, where he had to fight the VA, get a lawyer and everything, in order to qualify for benefits.
Mm-hmm.
I have a quick question here about that. Barney Hill died fairly young, a brain tumor, correct?
It was a cerebral hemorrhage.
Okay. Any indication there that something like that may have been the result of this experience? I mean, how can you prove it? People get sick, but just asking.
I have given this a great deal of thought, and I know that Barney during World War II was in a percussion bombing, and I had a neighbor who was a medical doctor who was a doctor over in the Middle East, and he was involved in a percussion bombing. And when he arrived home, there was a weakening in a vein in his head, and he ended up having a stroke. Unfortunately, it didn't kill him, but I suspect that could be what killed Barney, unless there was just a genetic weakness in a vein in his head. But I don't believe that it was the result of the ET contact event itself. They are more likely nowadays to heal people who have been long-term experiences than to harm them. And if they've been harmed by exposure, they heal them.
Well, it's interesting here because obviously I've never been contacted or don't know that I have been. But right now, taking three medications for heart-related issues, if ET could fix all that stuff and maybe fix my oldest nephew's need for a pacemaker and my youngest nephew's need for a kidney transplant, boy, they'd have a believer on their hands.
Absolutely, but they will heal only those who they have a relationship with. And what I tell people is if you have a problem, a physical problem, just send them telepathic messages. And you don't have to wait until you're taken. Every day, at least two or three times, send telepathic messages. And people get in touch with me and they say, I've been healed. I had one experiencer that I'd worked with for several years, and he was diagnosed with lymphoma. And I said to him, you know, the lymph nodes on his neck were very large. He was afraid he was going to die. He was set up within oncology to have surgery. And so I told him this, and I said, I will also send messages for healing for you and pray for you. And so sometime later, a couple of weeks, I guess, he sent me video footage of an orb that entered through the bedroom ceiling, slid down his wall, flew like a butterfly across the room, hovered for momentarily over his body, put down iridescent tendrils. And this orb was a baby blue color. It was kind of a bright sort of yellow in the center, but baby blue on the outside. It dove down into his body. He slept for 12 hours. And when he woke up the next day, those very enlarged nodes were no longer visible. He went in for surgery, and four tiny necrotic nodes were removed. They were not cancerous. They had died. Pretty remarkable. I show that video when I speak sometimes.
It does sound to a slight degree like faith healing.
Well, it's more than faith healing. Let me tell you that. I had a personal experience with this. I was working with an experience, so this dates back to 2012, a man named Paul Hamden. He lives in Australia. I didn't know if he was faking this or not, but he took part in the first study that Denise Stoner and I did on experiencers, and so I had contact with him, interviewing him, etc., and he told me that he communicated with these ETs and asked me if I'd like to. And so I said, sure. And I have to tell you, it was a very weird experience the first time I communicated with this gray called Keek, Paul is a medium, and he was speaking Keek's words to me.
Let's do our break now.
Okay.
Kathleen, Gene, and Tim, you're in
the Paracast. Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
I wanted to mention something to you and refresh my memory about this. It's been a few years since we had you and Denise Stoner on the show. And you, or she, described an incident where she was aboard a spaceship and met somebody else and exchanged contact information, right?
She met more than one person that she recognized. in the alien abduction files, I did write about one individual. That one was an experiencer that I had worked with. Well, Denise described her and what she was wearing. I said, do you own this? And yes, this individual did. And then they met and believed that they were on the same craft together. Yes.
They were acquainted before this happened, though.
No, they were not acquainted before they were on the craft together.
That's why I wanted to confirm. That's the thing that really mystifies me about all this. As much as I could be skeptical about the variation of claims about the impact of regressive hypnosis, that is just freaky.
Yes, it is pretty freaky, in fact, but it appears that it did happen. I believed that it did, based upon the investigation that I did on both of those cases. It's amazing that some of the things that I have learned and come across. You know, I was talking earlier about Keek and through Paul Hamden. I talked to Keek and I said to Keek, you know, Keek, I have an incurable disease. It's progressive. I've had it for a number of years. And I'm working in this field and I'm talking about you people, but I have a great deal of difficulty. When I go to conferences to speak, I have no energy. I have to go to bed early. When I come home, I spend days just lying down, feeling ill. I said, I would really appreciate it if you people could heal me. And I didn't expect healing. Well, 4 days later, I woke up in the middle of the night experiencing tremendous pain in my body. In fact, I woke my husband up and I said, Charlie, you might have to take me to the hospital or call the ambulance. I don't know if I'm dying. I don't know what is happening, but I have the worst pain I've ever felt in my life in my abdomen. It's very deep pain. And my whole body is tingling too. And then the next thing, my husband said, well, just give it a few minutes and see how you do. The next thing I knew, I was in a different environment. It was kind of misty or hazy. I was lying not on my bed any longer. I was on a table. Through my peripheral vision, I could see these entities that were standing by my head. They seemed to be glowing, but I didn't get a good look at them. I was just lying there, and I guess I must have asked them or said, can you make the pain stop? I received the message that it was almost done. And they showed me, and I don't know if they showed me an image on a screen, if it was a holographic image or a vision. I really don't know. I haven't had hypnosis on this. But what I saw was the outline of the human body, which I thought was me, lying on a table. And there were like bots running through the periphery of the body. And then there were organs that were highlighted inside the body. Now, later, I told a doctor, a medical doctor, about this, and he told me that those were the organs that were involved in my disease, in my condition. And when I woke up the next morning, I felt like I was 23 years old again. It was amazing, and I was healed. I have not had a relapse in 10 years. I'm really pleased.
Well, I can certainly understand that. Like I said, I have a list to give you here, and I'm sure other people I know did. My wife had to get corneal transplants, if you know what they are. They replace the cornea of the eye. And then she had to get a laser process on her left eye because it was mucus on the cornea, and they had to do some stuff. And you think, there's got to be a better way. Maybe E.T. has some eye drops. Maybe like Dr. McCoy in the movie Star Trek for the Voyage Home, he gives you a pill, and the dialysis is no longer needed for your kidney.
Well, that would be wonderful if they'd heal all of us. And that brings me to another story. I wrote about this in my new book, Forbidden Knowledge, A Personal Journey from Alien Abduction to Spiritual Transformation. In that book, I talk about how when I was investigating my aunt and uncle's case, Betty told me about Admiral Herbert Knowles from southern Maine, and how she and Barney had met with Admiral Knowles. He was actually a rear admiral, but they called him Admiral, and his wife. And when they went to their house, there were members of the Canadian military there. Members of the Navy were there. They all believed that UFOs were real, and one time they even had a piece of one that they passed around.
Reminds you of the old phrase, UFOs are real, the Air Force doesn't exist.
Yes. Admiral Knowles and Wilbert Smith, dating back to 1954, had worked on a secret project to communicate with extraterrestrials. I wrote about it in great detail in my book, but I was fortunate enough to be looking for more information about this. And I was speaking at a conference in New Hampshire, and Admiral Knowles' granddaughter came to me with a thick packet of information. And it was a gold mine. Getting back to this healing by the ETs back in 1954, and Dwight Eisenhower knew about this. Admiral Knowles sent a letter to Dwight Eisenhower about how the information collected was far beyond the level of education or knowledge of the individual who was communicating with these extraterrestrials. Wilbert Smith was able to find scientific evidence that what they were being told by these individuals was true. So Dwight Eisenhower had that information. The extraterrestrials made an offer to our government and to all governments in the world, all over the world, that they were here to help and assist in our development, that they would help us with their medical cures, with their technology. The only condition was that no nation would receive all of the information. Every nation would have to receive a tiny fragment of information, and the entire world had to cooperate in order for this to be carried out. And obviously, it wasn't. That really made me interested over time in participating in my own study with a group of researchers.
Kathleen, Gene, and Tim, we've got more to come. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin says it's temporarily suspending abortion services in the wake of the U.S. Supreme Court ruling overturning Roe v. Wade. At issue is a 173-year-old state law in the books that says it's a felony for virtually any abortion to be performed, except in instances where it is needed to save the mother's life. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call said he would not enforce abortion bans in his state. In Massachusetts, Republican Governor Charlie Baker signed an executive order implementing legal protections for reproductive health care providers who serve out-of-state residents. More than a dozen states have trigger laws on the books that would criminalize abortion almost immediately, if not sooner, upon the overturning of Roe v. Wade. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt announced the Show Me States ban on Friday. This is USA Radio News. At least two are dead, 10 others injured in a shooting at an Oslo, Norway nightclub. Investigators identified the suspect as a 42-year-old Norwegian citizen from Iran. The Norwegian Police Security Service first became aware of the suspect in 2015. They became concerned that he had become radicalized and was part of an unspecified Islamist network. The incident prompted officials to raise the country's terror alert. The last of the 21 victims in the Uvalde, Texas school shooting was laid to rest on Saturday. Uzziah Garcia's funeral was held at a Baptist church in San Angelo, where he lived before moving to Uvalde last year. 19 children and two teachers were killed when a gunman opened fire a month ago. Police response to the incident has been heavily criticized ever since. Wall Street on Friday notched only its second win in the last 12 weeks. The Dow finished 1,612 points higher. The Nasdaq added 809 points. The S&P 500 was higher by nearly 237 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, my name is Richard Dolan. You're listening to the Paracast.
So, Kathleen, this individual was almost a neighbor in Florida?
Oh, he lives a few miles from my house, but yes, he lives in the same town that I live in, quite a large land area, and he was originally from the UK. He grew up as a boy there, and when he was a young boy, he was in the bath at night on a Sunday night, and he didn't get out of the bathtub because these two human-looking, tall entities simply materialized in the bathroom. They were dressed in identical blue uniforms. They had light brown to golden blonde hair, and they communicated with him telepathically, and he was terrified. Their eyes were larger than human eyes. The iris was larger. His mother finally went in. They disappeared, and he got out of the bath. But one of them came back sometime later as a conscious orb and stayed with him for a week and taught him how to astral travel, which he loved as a boy because he could travel from his home to go around and visit his relatives' homes as an orb. When he was a paper boy, he was a teenager, one of these craft came down over the park that he was delivering papers near. He saw it, and he was taken to craft. Now, he couldn't remember anything else, but I hypnotized him. And this is the first time he met what they called themselves the Council of Eight. So there were different individuals. There were two human types, a blue avian, a tall white, a mantis type, a tall gray, a shorter gray. They said there were fifth or sixth dimensionals. And then there was a ninth dimensional overseer who hasn't had a body in many, many years, but is just pure consciousness. And they say that they are in our quadrant of the galaxy as protectors. I thought, well, this could be total hogwash. He could be trying to pull a scam. Maybe he's even a skeptic who's trying to trap these UFO investigators so that they can expose this fact that we are participating in this secret study. Well, we were looking for evidence. That was our guideline. We had to have evidence to accept anything. And they gave us evidence. We used our laser thermometer. And when they came into our environment, although we either couldn't see them or we just saw them as shimmering or almost like a shadow, a thin shadow figure sometimes, the room temperature where they were standing increased significantly. And with the ninth dimensional, it was a full degree above the other. It was like 5 to 6 degrees higher. Incredible. And Kevin was soaking wet. He was drenched when he was finished with this. We met at his house once a month for a period of 2 years, and then we still continue to meet periodically, 2 to 3 times a year right now. We were able to ask 120 questions, well, actually more than that, but in Forbidden Knowledge, I included 120 questions that we asked and their detailed answers, and also the scientific information that this gray Zark, who was connected with me, gave to us. Part of what I learned is that they wanted to show themselves to all of us, their craft. I was a little apprehensive, but I said, okay. They went to Dr. Melanie Barton first, Barton Bragg, and then Denise Stoner was another one of the original investigators, and they went to her and showed her craft, communicated with her, and then Zark came to me. Zark communicated telepathically with me. When he came to me, I felt this very strong electrical tingling sensation through my whole body, just like Betty and Barney did. I communicated with him telepathically, asked questions, and he answered my questions. And I was writing the questions and the answers down as quickly as I could. And it's a good thing I did, because when he left, I had no idea what we had communicated about until the paper was in front of me and I read it.
I wonder, Kathleen, when you talk about mental telepathy and the difficulty in transcribing what's been said, why can't they simply use regular speaking voices and allow you to record the session?
Well, they don't have regular speaking voices. They're telepathic. That's the universal language, they say.
They don't have the technology to translate.
He would speak through me if I'd let him channel through me. He offered. But no, I don't want any extraterrestrial. How did I even know that he was an extraterrestrial? I'm not even certain of that to date, even though we saw a craft. And we have scientific measurements and everything. How do I know that he's not just an interdimensional? How do I know he's from another planet? So I was not about to let any of these entities enter my body and channel through me. He tried to one time. He was pounding on my chest, trying to get in, like he was running and trying to dive at my chest. And I would not permit it. Hurt my chest. And my heart. But I said, absolutely not. I was extraordinarily angry with him and wouldn't talk to him after that for quite a long time. But Kevin Briggs did permit him to enter his body and use his vocal cords. So they talked through Kevin.
Once again, I just think it's strange that a highly advanced civilization is not able to find a more reasonable way of communicating with Earthlings. I mean, they could find a way to translate their telepathic expressions to some kind of external speaker system.
They absolutely could if they wanted to.
Right. It doesn't make sense why they even do that. But I have a question going back to some of the arguments made about UFO abductions over the years. And we're familiar, of course, with the work of Kevin D. Randall, who made it pretty clear he and his co-author, they did not believe the value of hypnotic regression because of the inability to get an accurate result. Now, as someone who is a hypnotist, what's your take?
Well, I was speaking with Kevin on one of his shows one time, and I said, Kevin, what is wrong? Why can't you accept these things? And he just said that one of his colleagues was a PhD psychologist, was getting on his back, and that was a problem. So I think that Kevin looks to these skeptics and follows their lead on some things. And I'm going to say that hypnosis is not infallible. There are lots of problems with hypnosis. You can lead an individual through your questioning. That's why I use the forensic hypnosis technique that law enforcement uses. So it will not lead an individual towards something that didn't happen. That's, you know, with the false memory syndrome, all of this came out. There was a great deal of controversy about this in the mid to late 80s, I believe it was. And I was there in that controversy, studying all of it, forming opinions on it, doing an extensive academic study on hypnosis, what it does, what it doesn't do, what the characteristics are. And what I discovered is if you have a hypnotherapist or a hypnotist that you go to, and you've read everything that they've written, and you look up to them as an authority figure, and you're under hypnosis, you might be, unless there are suggestions put in place to prevent it, you might be wanting to please that individual.
Let's do our break. Kathleen, Gene, and Tim, you're in.
The Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, this is Tracy Torme, screenwriter, producer. You're listening to Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, Kathleen, you raised that issue there that you may want to please the hypnotist, even if unconsciously. And that's an argument people make about UFO abductions. You go to the abduction researcher who has a philosophy that maybe you're in sync with. And they mentioned, of course, the late Bud Hopkins and Dr. David Jacobs. And they had the controversy, as you know, some years back over their processes and everything else. And we don't want to get into all the raw details because I'd rather not do that again. But you understand the point I'm making.
Absolutely. And if you ask questions, you're going to lead that individual through the questions you ask. In forensic hypnosis, you don't ask a question unless the person has already made that statement and you want clarification on it. You also have safeguards in place. So if that person is tempted to tell you something that they have read or seen somewhere, that they will be rendered incapable of speaking, or they will become so confused that they just can't even talk. So there are things that you can do to prevent that. But, you know, David Jacobs and Bud Hopkins, neither of them had formal training in hypnosis. They were not certified hypnosis practitioners or hypnotherapists. They had learned it, Bud, from some psychotherapists that he had worked with initially, and I don't know how David Jacobs learned it. But both of them were asking questions. And I've talked to David many times about this, and he would say, no, you're doing it wrong. You have to ask, okay, you're on the craft now. Do you turn left or do you turn right? And he'd say, if they say they turned left, then they're confabulating. They had to turn right. So he believes that everything, regardless of the type of craft or the type of entity, was the same, that the procedure was precisely the same. And the craft were all precisely the same, apparently. I have respect for Dr. David Jacobs. Don't think that I'm criticizing him. I'm just saying that he and I had debates about this. We believe that hybrids are being produced. He thinks that it's for a very negative purpose. I have a different take on it as two professionals, and I value the work that he and Bud did in the past. But fortunately, today's people who have been vetted by the Mutual UFO Network, who are on our, it's not a referral list, but it's like a referral directory, those individuals are qualified, they're insured. A lot of them are licensed mental health practitioners who use hypnosis. They're not going to be amateurs who are experimenting on people.
Now, the one thing that upset me about Dr. Jacobs, last time we had him on, and this was during the controversy that we all know about, we asked him a question about leading questions in hypnosis, and he said, quote, there are no leading questions. That's where I had concerns.
Yeah, he's wrong on that. You can very easily ask a leading question. Let me give you an example. You can assume that a person is in a room. You can assume a person is on a table. You can assume a person's eyes are open and ask them to describe the room, to tell the feel of that table. But they haven't told you that they're on a table. They haven't told you they're in a room, and they haven't told you that their eyes are open. But if you ask a person to look around and tell me what you see, and that person has a great deal of respect for you and they want to please you, they can confabulate. You have to know that their eyes are open and they can see. It's as simple as that. I mean, it sounds like a no-brainer, but it's extraordinarily important.
Well, I think one of the ones that irks me the most is when it doesn't even have to be a researcher. I mean, a hypnotist. It can just be a researcher asking somebody questions. You know, as they say, well, how long were you on the spaceship? It's like, okay, well, who said they were on a spaceship?
Right, absolutely. Absolutely. Don't say, you know, what do you, are your eyes open? Can you see anything? Describe where you are. Describe your the setting. Yeah. Anything, you cannot assume anything except for what you have evidence for. I will not work with anyone who doesn't have conscious recall of at least part of it and evidence. I don't care, you know, they pay me to do this. I'm insured. I pay for my office. But I won't work with anybody unless I'm convinced that they did have an experience through the level of evidence that they have. And so, you know, I'm determined I'm not going to lead anyone, and I'm not going to give a wannabe an experience.
But this brings me back to the guy in Florida and your own personal experience when you were asking questions and getting answers. And then it harks back even further to something that you had said about the time of President Eisenhower, that the entities would give everyone, or, you know, all the countries on the planet, bits of information. Do you think that you were given just bits of information? I've you know, a lot of researchers are often disgruntled because of so many encounters where the experiencers are given what seems to be spurious or incomplete information. And it just makes me think, like you said, you know, are we just being given little bits of information, and somewhere, someone along the line is going to have to bring it all together?
Well, I really don't know how thorough it was. You know, when you asked the question, you couldn't, they'd answer it. You couldn't go back and ask more questions because everyone was allowed to ask two questions, and that was it, that sort of thing. But right now, we are going to meet again in August, and I would be very pleased if I could have questions from people who, if they have to make sure that they haven't already been answered in my book, Forbidden Knowledge. But if you have a great question, I would love to ask it, because I'm one person, and at one time we had about eight people in the group. Now we're back to four. But yes, I would be delighted and to report that.
So when dealing with situations like this, and you said at one point that you weren't going to let this thing channel through you because there's no guarantee what you're dealing with. Well, what are we dealing with? It seems to me that our knowledge of our universe is so incomplete that we're very much like the caveman who comes out of his cave and throws rocks at the moon. I think that's really still about the best of our knowledge of this universe. The SETI has not been able to detect any radio signals. It seems like that we're in an empty universe. But then you have all of these cases that you have researched and I have researched. Could it be that we're dealing with something that is part of this universe, beyond this universe, all of the above?
It could
be. I didn't ask a lot there, did I?
Well, it could be all of the above. I don't know. We have on our planet, we know that we have interdimensionals. We have lower vibrating interdimensionals. We have higher vibrating interdimensionals. They think of demons, think of ghosts, think of angels. All of those things that, the Marian apparitions that appear to people. Then, what do the government investigators say?
We will ask about what the government investigators have to say in a moment with Kathleen, Jean, and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.